With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Crews are preparing to use the largest crane on the East Coast to help clear tons of debris from the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Officials say the initial focus will be on clearing the bow of the ship that smashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier in the week. The debris has been hindering efforts of crews searching for the four construction workers who remain missing and are presumed dead. Another large crane is expected to arrive tomorrow. Russian journalists have been detained. Norman Hall has more.
Authorities in Russia have detained six journalists across the country this month, including a journalist who covered the trials of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny for several years. Navalny died in an Arctic penal colony in February. The detentions were revealed by media freedom organization Reporters Without Borders. Antonia Favorskaya was reportedly detained and accused by Russian authorities of taking part in an extremist organization for her social media post. Two other journalists were temporarily detained after they came to meet Favorskaya in the detention center where she was being held. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, France is asking nearly four dozen countries to supply more than 2,000 police officers to help secure the Paris Olympics.
Organizers are finalizing planning for the July 26, August 11 Games, the French capital's first in a century, while on heightened alert against potential attacks. The Interior Ministry says the request for foreign security assistance was made in January. Extras are needed for both games security and what it calls the spectator experience. Adding such assistance is a common practice for major international events. Separately, the French Defense Ministry has also asked foreign nations for small numbers of military personnel who could help with tasks including sniffer dog teams. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Idaho strikes a blow for religious freedom. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Lawmakers of passed a measure that bars the state from discriminating against adoption agencies or parents on the basis of religion. The Supreme Court has established that such discrimination is unconstitutional, and some states are acting to codify that decision in law. Greg Schaffen of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "We applaud Idaho for prioritizing the well-being of kids." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Black clergymen prepare for Easter, they hope to welcome more people to church than since the COVID-19 pandemic began 4 years ago. Predominantly Black churches are still feeling the pandemic's impact on attendance, even as they've rolled out robust online worship options to reach people. Black Protestants' monthly church attendance declined 15% from 2019 to 2023, a larger drop than any other major religious group. This is SRN News. The Biden administration's push for electric vehicles has hit a few speed bumps.
More than 2 years after President Biden signed the infrastructure bill into law, only four states have opened public EV charging stations funded by the legislation. The president has set a goal of creating a national network of 500,000 chargers by the end of the decade. Right now, 175,000 are available. Meanwhile, Ford Motor Company will drastically cut the number of hourly workers at its factory that builds the Ford F-150 Lightning as sales of EVs slow. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American Airlines is easing a restriction on its pet policy. For years, people with a small pet can only bring one other thing into the cabin, a small personal item that fits under the seat. Well, American says people with pets can now bring a personal item or a regular carry-on bag that fits in the overhead bin. One travel blogger thinks it may discourage people from falsely claiming their pet's a service animal. More at SRNnews.com.